Imagine retiring from work, but just for a year, then going back to your career. That's basically what one Arlington family has done. Inspired by a TED Talk that suggested we intersperse retirement years throughout life, Winston Chen took his wife and two young children to live on an island above the Arctic Circle. In so doing, they discovered new riches. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has their story.
It's not like his career had stalled. Winston Chen had been promoted 3 times in 10 years at Kaleido. The Burlington, Massachusetts company built software systems for the likes of Comcast, TD Bank, and Labatt Beer. One day, though, Chen was watching one of those online video presentations. A TED Talk by designer Stefan Sagmeister.
He presented this absolutely irresistible idea. He said, why don't we take 5 years out of retirement and spread them throughout your working life?
The work that comes out of these years flows back into the company and into society at large, rather than just, you know, benefiting a grandchild or two.
Winston Chen told his wife about the idea. Leaving work, though, at a time when jobs don't exactly grow on trees, that's hard.
You know, I wouldn't say we are perfectly conventional, but we're not totally crazy either. So we feel the gravitational pull of what you should do as well as anybody.
They broke that gravitational pull 2 summers ago. Chen quit his job as Kaleido's chief technology officer. His wife, Kristen Botnan, who'd been staying home as a mom, took a job as a school teacher in a place desperate to have one, a place about 3,500 miles from Boston, east and way north, past Greenland, beyond Iceland, Urede, a small granite island jutting from the Norwegian Sea north of the Arctic Circle. Botnan was born in Norway, so that made it easier. But she says it wasn't about returning home.
For us, this was not an escape. We really liked our lives, but we still wanted a year where we could just do something completely different.
Completely different. They used the daylight that burns into the wee hours of the morning that far north to explore the island of fewer than 200 residents. Winston and Kristen and their kids Marcus and Nora hiked and camped. They discovered beaches so clean and the water so clear they looked tropical, except the water was really cold. And they went out on the water to fish for the big cod that swim down from even further north in the Barents Sea.
Holy moly!
Oh. It's a monster! Yeah. We can smoke that.
They hung the cod to dry outside the kitchen of their hilltop home. They made chips by frying fish skin. They picked berries that flourished under the long days of sunlight, and they plucked eggs from seagull nests to fry for breakfast. It was wild, it was pristine, and it got dark. Those very long days turned into very short ones. During the deep Arctic winter, the horizon held the sun down for months.
I say the northern lights are the only consolation for the Arctic winter, which is otherwise dark and stormy and cold. And
I don't think that the cold got any of us. But the darkness, I think that could make any stable soul a little bit shaky.
To keep things stable, Chen mapped out an hourly schedule in a spreadsheet, color-coded for personal and professional times, chores and family time. He dedicated an afternoon to each child, Tuesdays for Marcus, 6 years old, Wednesdays for Nora, 4. And for the first time, Chen says, it seemed like he had the time to do what he wanted.
I had a list of things that I wanted to do. I had oil painting, photography, blogging, learning Norwegian, learning how to play the ukulele, reading long books that I haven't had time to read.
And he also taught himself something new, something that changed his fortunes.
While the atmosphere was cordial, the men assembled were hardly friends.
He wrote an iPhone application that reads text out loud. It was just a project.
So part of that was occupying my time when it got dark, right? So I wrote it without knowing that it would ever see the light of day.
But it did. Chen posted it on the Apple App Store under the name VoiceDream, and people started buying it. People who were visually impaired, others were commuters. Teachers got it for their dyslexic students.
安倍の心臓症の特使としてロシアのプーチン大統領とモスクワのクレムリン。
Chen started adding languages like Japanese and, of course, Norwegian. At $10 a piece, the app is now selling more than 500 copies per week. That commercial success flies in the face of the dogma of the Boston tech sector, which is all about the cluster, bringing smart people together in open floor plans. Chen did the opposite, something almost biblical, by withdrawing alone to a remote wilderness, searching. Chen says he never would have created the app without his Arctic adventure.
Living in a place where you're not distracted by the day-to-day, where you have the time to think, where you're not in a hurry, then with all these ideas floating around, it becomes as simple as what do you find yourself keep going back to?
He kept going back to VoiceDream, and after a year above the Arctic Circle, the family went back to Boston.
That's the Vosky Bear.
Yeah, what is that in English?
Like a washing bear.
It's called a raccoon.
At home in their triple-decker apartment in Arlington, the family has been living off the income from the app. VoiceDream is out now in more than 24 languages. Kristen Botnin says the year was a dream, but not because of the app.
It's hard to measure success based on the end product because the process and the year that we had really was a good one.
A good year, a retirement year, inserted into their working ones. One year that helped them find new riches, personal and professional. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.